Welcome back to the Man Cave Caucus Podcast. This is the place to be, my friends. This is where you tune in for the one-stop shop news and entertainment for the week. And breaking news, just a couple of hours ago, there has been an assassination attempt on President Donald Trump at his Butler, Pennsylvania rally. And by the way, we're all here. Tim is here, Joel is here, and actually Naomi's here lurking around in the background. But this is crazy. At this point, media is still trying to downplay this, which is not exactly surprising to any of us, right? But kind of unbelievable, even for them. So we're getting updates on Twitter. We will just go through these kind of live on the podcast. So this is going to be as raw as it gets, guys, which is not very different from
it really isn't.
What it normally is.
At least for me.
Right. So let's go through this. I was actually taking a nap or attempting to take a nap when I heard the news, and Naomi comes running in and says, hey, I think there's been an assassination attempt on Donald Trump at his rally in Pennsylvania. So we're just going to look through this. This is kind of the first one that I saw, video that is a shot of... That's not exactly the best term to use, I suppose, but
there's
Trump speaking. Yep, it's Butler, Pennsylvania, and it's Fox News. The title on the screen there says Trump rallies in pivotal swing state of Pennsylvania. It is a swing state, Joel.
Well, it would be in under normal conditions.
You were correct. So this is Trump. Let's just take a look at this, and then we'll make some comments here.
And then the worst president in the history of our country took over. And look what happened to our country. Probably 20 million people. And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
So that was the shot. Secret Service basically puts him on the ground immediately. People are screaming.
Hold. When you're ready, on you.
Ready?
Move!
Up.
Move!
Go! Hawkeye's here.
Okay, see the guy moving across the stage right there in the black?
Yeah.
Kitted out.
He's the guy that is, that's kitted out, that takes out the shooter, I think. Here in just a second, he's moving to the front, and he's going to be standing like right over here, probably pretty quickly. And I think he eliminates the threat.
Ready?
Okay, we are watching live at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, where former President Trump was speaking on the stage.
So he's looking for the shooter. This is wild, man. One of the other videos, if I can find it, he mentions, like, Trump is saying, let me get my shoes, like, before they shuffle him off, you know, and they're trying to get him off the stage as quickly as possible. So I think what happened is when they kind of tackled him and took him down, he lost his shoes, so I don't know if they were slip-ons or what, but he was like, hey, hold on, let me get my shoes before...
In all fairness to
I agree.
El Presidente, those shoes cost as much as my house.
Well, it's not just how much they cost, but like one of my absolute worst fears is being in a bad situation and not having my shoes. Like,
well, if it's a long-standing issue, you want to go out with your boots on, so to speak.
Yeah. So let's look at some of these others. See if you can find that video, Joel. I don't know.
Which one exactly?
The one where he mentions...
Did you see the
his
quote
shoes.
From Biden last week?
So that was July 8th?
I have one job, and that is to beat Donald Trump. I'm absolutely certain I'm the best person to be able to do that, so we're done talking about the debate. It's time to put Trump in a bullseye, Biden said.
So, yeah.
Poor choice of words there.
Yeah. I mean, he's literally called for it, right?
I mean, he all but said crosshairs.
That's, I know that's how they would play it if it was
absolutely.
The other way around.
If it is in, right? If it is disingenuous, I just.
But he did. He did.
I'm sorry, I Googled Trump shoes and all I've got is gold Trump shoes. We've mentioned in previous episodes.
We know.
Episodes.
I don't think he was wearing those, but if I were him, I would.
For sure.
At my rallies. This is a video of Trump's motorcade that can be seen kind of speeding away after they got him off the stage and away from the rally. I haven't heard anything yet from President Trump at this point, or even any information as to where they took him. The Secret Service has declared the rally venue an active crime scene and asking for everyone, even including the press, to leave the scene of the crime, which I could imagine that would take a little while to remove everybody and get them out of there. Here's a statement from the Secret Service. They said, an incident occurred the evening of July 13th at a Trump rally in Pennsylvania. The Secret Service has implemented protective measures, and the former president is safe. This is now an active Secret Service investigation, and further information will be released when available. So they're very vague on what information they released in that statement as to really any details other than just a general idea of what happened and what took place there.
Do you see what Elon Musk posted on Twitter?
So Elon endorsed Trump
almost
immediately. Did you see that?
Said, I fully endorse President Trump and hope for his rapid recovery. Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports also did.
Love Dave.
Well, I mean, again, this is unbelievable. You know, they've tried everything, right? They have tried indictments. They have tried all the, I mean, even to the point of convictions, right?
I know it
and
goes.
None of this has worked. He just gains support.
I know it goes without saying, but this is a nail in the coffin. It's like the worst possible thing that could happen. Him surviving to the Democratic platform.
Right. So this is a video. Look at this. I'll put it up on the big screen here. This is supposedly the building where this guy climbed up on the roof. Okay, so look at this. This building in the background here, this white or like light tan looking building, is where supposedly he climbed up and made the shots. So there, some reports were saying like 150 yards.
With those five or six shots, nobody else was.
Did you count how many exactly how
it
many shots
like
there were?
Six shots total.
It sounded, three and then three.
Yeah. And nobody else got hit?
No.
None
there
of
was
the Secret Service or.
No, but people in the crowd did.
Mm.
Yep.
It's terrible.
One person, I think, was killed.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. We'll play some of the video of what happened with that. But so look at this building that is behind, it looks like, I mean, facing, if you were to turn around, like facing where he was speaking, like a direct line, 150 yards away, direct line to where the President Trump was speaking.
Is and that the, at the very peak right there? Oh.
So they show, this is the shooter.
Oh my goodness.
He's dead at this point, shot by that special ops guy that came onto the stage. But this is the guy laying on the roof. So how in the world...
Does he have a shirt on?
If you zoom up, yes, he does. If you zoom up in a clear picture, you can see it.
Looks like a dirty clothing.
So here's the thing. Like, there are some reports saying that it's an Antifa guy. Can't remember what his name was. You could probably find that, Joel. But he doesn't match like the body shape of this guy that's on the roof to me. The Italian Antifa guy that they said had a video out or whatever just hours before and, you know, saying watch out for what's going to happen and all this stuff or whatever. But he doesn't seem like he matches to me because that guy is a little bit more portly.
It would make
than
sense
this guy laying on the roof.
If it was an Antifa thing, they all, you know, that
unless there was more than one shooter. So I think too, if you listen to the gunshots, Joel, did you hear that? Like, to me, it sounds a little bit different. Like the first set of shots versus the second set of shots sound a little bit different to me. We can play it again here in a minute, but
I'm just
so this is video. Somebody's videoing this guy on the roof, and he's just dead as a doornail. I think they that guy shot him right in the head.
Nice.
So,
hey, have you seen the Trump's statement that he released?
No, I haven't seen it.
Naomi just pointed out that Trump's released a statement on Truth Social.
Did you bring it up? Can you bring it up?
I've got it here. Yeah, it's brought up.
Hey, I wonder if it would be a good time for Trump to reopen his Twitter page.
It'd be a real good time.
After an endorsement like that.
Because I think the last tweet was January 6th, right?
Yeah.
Holy.
Hmm.
All right, here we go. So True Social, what time is this? 7:42? So he says, I want to thank the United States Secret Service and all of law enforcement for their rapid response on the shooting that just took place in Butler, Pennsylvania. Most importantly, I want to extend my condolences to the family of the person at the rally who was killed. And also the family of another person that was badly injured. It is incredible that such an act can take place in our country. Nothing is known at this time about the shooter, who is now dead. I was shot with a bullet that pierced the upper part of my right ear. I knew immediately that something was wrong and that I heard a whizzing sound, shots, and immediately felt the bullet ripping through the skin. Much bleeding took place, so I realized then what was happening. God bless America. Notice that his focus immediately was other people.
Yeah,
Tim.
I did. That was the first thing I noticed.
And I don't think Joe Biden in his statement, which we're going to read in a minute, mentioned anything about the other people that were shot, by the way. So, yeah.
Who runs Joe's page?
KJP.
Yeah.
Do we know that for sure?
Yeah, Ben. She posted on hers as the
Ben,
president.
I know. Ben always asks that. I just realized he baits us every time.
Of
every
all,
week
of
that
all
this
the
comes
deep
up,
state
Ben baits us with that
hat
one.
Stuff, that's the one you don't believe?
No, he after the fourth time, this being the fourth time, I realized that Ben likes to get our reminder of the verification.
So this interview I found was a guy reportedly that's just out. So he's outside the security perimeter who claims that he saw the shooter. And this interview is crazy. I'm going to play the whole thing because I think it's just crazy. And if it's true, which it seems as though that it is, he says basically him and some of his buddies were having a party and they came up on the hill kind of behind the building, I think, or to the side of the building where they could see the back of the building where the guy ended up being, the shooter ended up being on top of that building. And they were outside the fence, outside the perimeter, and they just wanted to listen to the Trump rally. They couldn't even see. So I guess there was a hill in the way or whatever, but they couldn't even see the stage, but they could hear it. So they just all went up there to listen to the Trump rally. And this BBC reporter does an interview with this guy. Just listen to this. It's wild.
Someone who was here, you weren't inside the event,
nope.
But you were just outside. Tell us what you saw.
So
he's got a Trump hat on.
You can see behind us the Brinkles Farming Greenhouse here. We had a party. And we all decided, hey, you know, when we hear Trump up there, we're going to walk up through the field, stand by the trees up there under the shade, and watch and listen to the rally, right? We couldn't see him, but we could hear him. So we walked up, and probably 5 to 7 minutes of Trump speaking, I'm estimating here, I have no idea, you know, but we noticed a guy crawling, bear crawling up the roof of the building.
You see his hat? It says Trump 2020, and he's got the zero marked out, and he just wrote 4 on there with like a Sharpie.
I've got a couple observations to make.
And that's one of the hats.
What's
with
yours,
fake
Joel?
Hair in the top,
if
too.
If ever I go on nationally televised TV, slap me in the face if I try to wear a hat with fake 90s spiky hair.
No, that's Trump hair. It's orange. Like China made that hat.
Okay. Still yet. And also remind me to spit my dip out.
Right.
Because he's clearly got a dip in.
Yeah. We'll try to save you, Joel, if this ever happens to you.
You've been dip free for quite some time now, so I don't think we even have to.
50 feet away from us. So we're standing there, you know, we're pointing, we're pointing at the guy.
Three sheets to the wind, too, if I were to guess.
He was at a party.
We see him with a rifle, absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, hey, man, there's a guy on the roof with a rifle. And the police were like, huh, what? You know, like, they didn't know what was going on. You know, we're like, hey, right here on the roof. We can see him from right here. We see him. You know, he's crawling. And next thing you know, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, why is Trump still speaking? Why have they not pulled him off the stage? I'm standing there pointing at him for, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. Secret Service is looking at us from the top of the barn. I'm pointing at that roof, just standing there like this.
He still looks better than the BBC reporter, though.
You're right. He is 1,000 times more put together than that BBC reporter.
Okay. just to be
media
clear.
Is not really as the field that it used to be.
What's the Prime Minister of Britain, the former Boris?
Yes, Boris Yeltsin.
That is Boris.
No, not Boris Yeltsin.
Johnson, right?
Boris Johnson. That's Boris Johnson, post-political career.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, 5 shots rang out. So you're certain that the shots came from that guy on the roof? 100%. 100%.
And he was up there for a couple of minutes.
He was up
you
there.
You saw him up there for a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. At least 3 to 4 minutes.
And you were telling the police and the Secret Service.
We were telling the police. We were pointing at him for the Secret Service. Who were looking at us from the top of the barn. They were looking at us the whole time when we were standing by that tree.
Could they see
binoculars?
Him? Could they see him?
Probably not. Because the roof, the way that
he's literally got a beard in hand.
He's got a
wanted koozie.
A wanted koozie with Trump's picture on it.
Actually, that's the Trump mugshot picture.
Yep.
But why is there not Secret Service on all of these roofs here? I mean,
he's right about that.
Did you see? I mean, obviously, everyone when the shooting started, everyone was very panicked. Did you see what happened to him at all?
Oh yeah, they blew his head off.
Okay, sorry.
Secret Service blew his head off.
Okay, just be careful because we don't quite know who's watching. But you're
this is America, buddy. Say things.
The
like
BBC reporter's like, whoa. Don't be saying things like that. We don't know.
The last gun that guy saw was a musket.
Absolutely. 100%.
Okay. Yep. You saw that happen?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And did you see them go up to him afterwards or
they crawled up?
I love that part. So this is where it shows it pans to Trump after he's shot. Secret Service takes him down, and then the Secret Service takes out the shooter, and then they tell him the shooter's been eliminated. And they're getting ready to take him off the stage. You know, first he has to make sure, hey, hold on, I got to have my shoes. And then he stands up, pumps his fist, and says, fight, fight.
I feel like if they would have let him, he would have finished the rally.
I think he would have, too. Dude is just boss.
Roof.
Still can't believe it happened.
Make sure he was dead. He was dead. And that was it. It was over.
Incredibly shocking.
The guy was on the roof right there. You can see the right roof.
Incredibly shocking.
Right there.
Did you get a look at him? Could you?
I no, other than he was in muted colors, tan,
he didn't have a head.
Tight clothing. We saw the rifle flinging around as he was trying to crawl. I mean, we saw the rifle, 100%.
Do you know what kind of weapon it was?
Oh, I absolutely know about guns, for sure. it was a rifle of some sort. I wouldn't know, you know, I wasn't close enough to read the label on it.
It was
a rifle of some sort. Yeah, absolutely.
So how do you process what you've just seen?
I don't know what to say, man. All I'll tell you is, you know, if I walked up close to there with anything that Secret Service considered a problem, I wouldn't be standing here talking to you right now. But I don't know why a guy who we're standing there pointing out to police and Secret Service is crawling up the roof.
Were you outside the security perimeter?
Yes, right there by that tree. We were outside the security perimeter. But my question is, there's only a few buildings around here. Why is Secret Service not on every building? Here.
Well, there's a whole bunch of questions I think that are going to come.
There's a whole bunch of questions.
Yeah.
Trump
divorce? Yes, she was right in front of me. She kept going back and forth right in front of me. Yes. Tell us about her.
What was this?
The lady, something about there a horse. Was a guard on a horse.
Okay.
I believe like a, was what they're saying is like a...
Police or
what
something.
What do you call it when police
Mountie?
Are,
a mounted...
That's in Canada. Mounted patrol or...
Mounted patrol?
Something.
This guy would know it as the Revolutionary Army.
Right.
The Cavalry.
Cavalry.
The Cavalry was there. Tell us more, he said.
I mean, nice horse. Nice lady with a flag.
It's oh, very, just a flag.
You know, patriotic. What's the significance of that? No, she's a...
He went off on a rabbit trail, and BBC thought they were interviewing
he's
somebody
obviously
that was
totally
just
in the dark about riding
pertinent.
Horses and carrying a flag.
BBC just instituted a new rule. Nobody with fake Trump hair.
Shall we interview?
If somebody's wearing a hair visor...
Yeah, probably a red flag, but this guy's great.
Yeah.
I would hang out with this guy.
I'm sorry you had to witness that. That was a terrible thing. And you just stay safe with your family and
gotcha.
Yourself.
He looks like he could be your brother.
So, yeah, if that's true.
If true.
That is absolutely wild.
That's a wild story.
But, I mean, he's right about the fact that, like, how did a guy get up there and nobody notice him? And then if it's true that he was telling police... Look, there's a guy climbing up the building. Is anybody going to do anything? And they didn't. That's even more so, like, absolutely unacceptable, right? I think Dan Bongino actually called for the entire Secret Service to be fired over this, which I can't say that I disagree. Like, this was egregious, I think, right? For somebody to be somehow get 150 yards away, if that's correct, with a rifle... And take these shots, that is an egregious fail on the part of the Secret Service, in my opinion.
Hmm. My only point of reference is the 2007 action thriller Shooter, starring Mark Wahlberg.
I know. I've seen that one.
And if you've seen that, you know that this should not happen.
Yeah. No, it shouldn't. Absolutely not. I mean, this... If you look, there's some other video that shows, like, there's snipers, there's Secret Service snipers on other buildings. So,
and we're sure that the crazy Trump hair guy wasn't looking at a sniper. I guess we're not sure of anything.
Well, I mean, he's claiming that the same building of these other videos that we're seeing this guy killed on.
So there's multiple. Okay.
Was the one. So, I mean, it seems legit. But we just don't know it at just, this point.
You would think, like, all of the JFK stories and everything, you would think it would be so much more complex than a guy 150 yards away.
They were
right, just climbing up a building with a rifle.
They were busy looking at the grass.
Like, how
knolls.
Do you even get up on the roof of a building like that a rifle?
This isn't the fifth story of the whatever you call it library.
Right.
Like, he's on top of a, looks like a shop.
Yeah, it's like a metal shop building is what it looks like. That's not an easy thing to do. I mean, I don't know. It's just unbelievable to me.
Maybe he shimmied up the gutter or something.
So this is a video that somebody posted of the person who was shot and killed at the Trump rally. I've heard both that it's a woman and I've heard that it's a man. So I'm not sure which it is, but this is pretty crazy. And you can see the police responding here. This is almost immediately after the shots took place, and you'll see one of the officers even telling the people, like, stay down. Right up in here, you'll see they started administering like chest compressions to somebody. Supposedly, there was an ER doctor that was at the rally, and he tries to help this person. I think that's him right there in the tank top that's standing up. So people are just, it's utter chaos. People trying to figure out what to do. So this is an EMT you see walking up. And see, this guy right here is administering chest compressions. And the officer tells him to get down. But this person is the one that was killed. I guess it was a woman because Trump mentioned that, didn't he? In his statement.
That was a guy.
That was a guy they carried off? Mm-hmm. Okay.
He just said it was a person.
Oh my goodness.
Is that the guy that was given CPR?
No, it's another guy. Does this guy not look like Carlton off of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yeah.
I mean, looks just like him to me. This guy right here with the UA shirt, that's the ER doctor that tried to help. There's an interview with him.
College-educated white man.
That tried to help.
Terrible.
People are just kind of like hunkered down in the bleachers. It's crazy. You see the blood on the bleachers over there. So, I mean, that's the thing. This is not just an assassination attempt. I mean, there were people killed as well.
That's terrible.
So some of the other things, Elon Musk tweeted. He shared a video of this taking place where Trump is telling the people to fight. He's got blood all over his face. Before they take him off.
That's going to be a t-shirt.
Oh,
right,
man.
Up there with the mugshot.
And Elon.
I've already seen him.
Elon Portnoy. Said.
Portnoy released one.
I fully endorse President Trump and hope for his rapid recovery. This is going to have a powerful, powerful effect on people. I mean, it's nothing that, you know, that's the thing. This doesn't surprise me what the left is capable of, what these crazy lunatics are capable of, because they are. They really are crazy. But even though it's still surreal, like this really happened, and that's the thing that's hard to wrap your mind around, in the United States of America. I mean, I've read about, you know, I was really young when Reagan was shot. Don't really remember that. But this is the first president in my lifetime that's had an assassination attempt of this magnitude.
Not surprising, but shocking at the same time. It really just doesn't seem plausible.
So it took Biden, I think, 90 minutes to make a statement. Here's his statement on the assassination attempt. I have been briefed on the shooting at Donald Trump's rally in Pennsylvania. I'm grateful to hear that he's safe and doing well. I'm praying for him and his family and for all those who are at the rally as we await further information. Jill and I are grateful to the Secret Service for getting him to safety. There's no place for this kind of violence in America. We must unite as one nation to condemn it. I don't know. I think it's weak, in my opinion. You know, to not admit the obvious that it was an assassination attempt. You know, I think it could have been a much stronger statement.
And they pressed him on it, and he refused to call it an assassination attempt.
Oh, so they did. Reporters did.
Reporter asked him, and he said, "I've got my own opinion." Something to the effect of, "I got my own opinion, but it's still early. We're not going to call it that," or something to that effect.
Which tells the story. I mean, so let's look at some of my Twitter feed, Joel. Bring that up. You can see some comments by some of these crazy, deranged people that is, it's just unbelievable. So I brought this up. This is a screenshot of what started trending on Twitter immediately after the assassination attempt. Here's the top three trending. 27,000 posts, one job. You know, as if you had one job and you screwed it up, Mr. Sniper Guy on the Roof.
Wow.
Number two, how do you miss? 6,538 posts. How do you miss? And then they missed. Number three, trending. These are the type of people, I'm telling you, they are the enemies of our country. They hate America. And they're the kind of people that make these kind of comments. Mm. What'd you find there, Joel?
Well, on the first one I clicked on, your comment was, you think?
Regarding the MSNBC. So let me read that. So here's an MSNBC post on Twitter about this. And they said this. Two senior U.S. law enforcement officials tell NBC News there is a growing concern in law enforcement circles that this may have been a serious attempt on the life of former President Donald Trump. And I said, you think? That's pathetic. Which it is. So what's some of the comments?
How do you spin this one, you know?
Which, by the way, if you ever want to find crazy people comments, go to @BenBakerMo on Twitter and read the comments, because it's all the replies are full of legitimate crazy people.
Don't read the comments, I think, is the saying.
Right. Mm. So, here's one. It's time for Republican legislators to call for an assault rifle ban.
Of course.
No more thoughts and prayers. We need action.
Of course.
They automatically go to first banning thing. Assault rifles. And then, I know who that person is. The acceptably cromulent person.
Let's not give them any
internet
credence.
Yeah. And then, let's see what else. Oh, Donald Trump has been encouraging violence for years. Not true. Trump incited a violent, deadly insurrection. Not true.
Violent, deadly insurrection.
Trump supporters are the ones always threatening, talking about, and showing off their guns.
Which, by the way, I've been wanting to pick this scab for a minute. Violent, deadly insurrection. If I said to you, Ben, hypothetically, we're not doing this, folks, listeners, we're not doing this. But hypothetically, if I said, Ben, Tim, let's overthrow the federal government. What's the first thing you do?
Right.
You empty out your gun cabinets.
Right.
And we head to Washington.
Right.
Did anyone there?
No.
Was there any weapons charges at all?
No.
One? Was there one?
Not one that I'm aware of. No.
Was that a deadly, violent insurrection?
Mm-mm.
Or did
no.
a rogue cop kill
If there were a people protester? Like you and I who really did have a mind to have that kind of an insurrection, it would have looked very different than what it did on January 6th.
Yeah, that wasn't even a...
Anyway, soapbox over. On to the next one.
Right,
what's this crazy comments on here? I guarantee it'll be crazy people.
Oh.
Twice a week I go to Ben's page and read the comments.
I shared the video of the Trump supporter who is claiming he saw the shooter. What did I say? What was my statement there, Joel? Scroll down a little bit. I said, this is crazy if true. And here's one person. That's because people like you say people are allowed to carry rifles anywhere they want. No.
I feel like at a rally, that's like the one place.
These people are nuts. What else you got, Joel? Oh, it was the Secret Service, you doofus.
I don't care if it...
Let's see what they say on this one. I tweeted, I said, the left has once again overplayed their hand. Biden called for this on July the 8th, which he did. Let's see what craziness we find on here. Here's some good comments there. What else we got? Oh, here's one. You are disgusting. This rhetoric is false. And you are doing the exact thing you claim to condemn. Resign and stop embarrassing my state.
How did these people find you?
They're all deranged.
I'm not joking. Twice a week, here's I go one, to your page for laughs.
This one trolls me all the time. Benji. They love to call me Benji. They think it bothers me or something. I don't know. It's a passive aggressive way to slight me, I guess.
No, it's they think it's condescending.
Yeah. Like, she said, Benji, go touch some grass. This is absolutely sick, Ben. And with a rainbow painted over her face.
Shame on you.
Shame on you. What else? You are fomenting unproven rumors and suggesting a crime with zero facts. We are in a crisis and you're on Twitter diddling with lives.
Ben, you better quit diddling with lives. I've told you for years.
Called for what exactly, this person said. What are you specifically alleging with your divisiveness and rhetoric? What did I say, Joel? Go back. What did I say?
Said, if it's true.
If true.
Yeah. The left has once again overplayed their hand. Biden called for this on July the 8th. Both of those statements are true. Now do January 6th, somebody said.
Now do January 6th. Like you're a toy in Toy Story.
Okay, so Tim, read what Biden said, okay? This person said, what did Biden say on July 8th to make you think this? I've never heard Biden say to kill Trump. What exactly did he say?
Let me get back to it. I have one job, and that's to beat Donald Trump. I'm absolutely certain I'm the best person to be able to do that. So, which... maybe it was a joke, because that had to have been up to this point. And then he says, so we're done talking about the debate. It's time to put Trump in a bullseye.
Oh.
Which, to put someone in a bullseye.
If Trump had said that.
Right. Exactly. If it was flipped around.
Trump, that's about what they considered January 6th incitement of violence was a very...
vague statement.
Probably a vaguer statement than that.
Right. So we're just but applying the same,
of, yeah.
The same type of
probably more fairly.
Yeah.
Than
right. You know, so what was that other one I missed there? Oh, you bring shame to every one of us who call Missouri our home. Your hatred does not represent us.
And I haven't checked other state representatives' pages. Do they get this kind of hate?
There's a few.
Yeah?
There's a few.
Just the outspoken.
Nick Schroer's one that does.
Yeah.
Some of the others. It's just because I'm vocal on Twitter.
Yeah.
And they just love to pounce on it and think that they...
Democrats.
Actually, I think they actually kind of grift off of it because they love to share my stuff with their crazy lunatic followers.
And so you get traction. Into deep weeds.
Yeah.
Your tweets get into some deep, deep weeds.
And that's what they just love.
Everything you say is a lie.
Yeah.
Why is that, Ben? Why do you lie so shamelessly?
What did I lie about again? Joe Biden said we should put Donald Trump in a bullseye.
Which,
and I said the left has overplayed their hand again. Do you think this shooter was a leftist? Let me ask you guys, what do you think?
Yeah, that question doesn't have to be asked.
Right. Is that do we need to investigate that?
No.
It wasn't a Trump supporter. It wasn't a Republican. It wasn't a conservative. It was a crazy, probably Antifa or somebody like that. A very possible. We don't know these details yet, but.
I've been saying it for a few weeks. Trump derangement syndrome. Is real.
It is real.
And it's alive.
And it's alive.
And these people will do anything to
they will. And
Trump
even
from
to people
president.
Who are of the same party, you know, that may not even really support Trump necessarily. It's across the board. Like if you're a Republican, then you're a target for them. Unless you're like the Mitt Romney types, you know, the Lincoln Project or whatever, and then they just love you, you know.
Joe Biden went after Mitt Romney. Barack Obama went after Mitt Romney like he was
Right.
Not to the degree that they've gone after Trump.
But that was really before Romney went completely off the deep end.
They were very unfair to Romney.
So, let's see. What else we got here?
Ben Dover. Good one. Good zing there. I'm not even going to repeat your name on Twitter.
No, don't do that.
You don't need any more follows.
These people are nuts. Let's see what this video is. Oh, this is another angle, okay? So watch this one.
Switch it.
Here we go.
We took over. And look what happened to our country. Probably 20 million people. And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
He's talking about illegal immigration.
Might have been seven.
I think it was seven. So he was talking about illegal immigration when this happened.
If I were a Democrat and wanted to shut down any part of a public discourse, that would definitely be a hard one to listen all the way through.
So... some are saying this guy's name is Mark Violets. Look that up, Joel.
I'm on it.
I don't know. So, again, look at this video that I have of the guy on the roof. Is there any way to zoom this up? Okay, here we go. Can you see? This does not look... this looks like a pretty...
you can see the guy there.
Like, what do you think that guy weighs, Tim?
I'd say... depending on how tall, I mean, he's definitely not obese. He's probably about 180.
Yeah, I mean, look, like...
yeah. Looks...
arms are pretty
thin,
skinny.
If anything, he looks like he's about 6 foot, 180 pounds.
Yeah. If you look at this Mark Violet guy...
Violet?
I think that's what they said his name was. Mark Violets.
Kind of a chunker.
I know a chunker when I see one.
He doesn't seem like to me it fits the description of the guy we see on the roof.
Looks like the results below are changing quickly.
Yeah, imagine that.
If this topic is new, it can sometimes take time for reliable resources. So Google is shutting down.
Are they really?
Searches
hit
for
images.
Go to DuckDuckGo.
Okay, right there, right there.
Boom, baby.
Yeah.
So that, this is the guy they're saying was the shooter.
No.
I don't think that's the case.
No.
So it says major blue tick accounts are falsely claiming that Antifa extremist Mark Violets was the shooter at a Trump rally in Pennsylvania today, who earlier revealed his plan in a YouTube video. The video shows Italian football fan Marco Violi, who has nothing to do with the shooting. Okay, so
in a way too early to tell.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
What's this guy's name?
Marco Violi. Oh. Italian football fan.
No, because they were saying right below that Marco Violi was saying that he was not involved.
Naomi, again, she should be your Googler here.
is she on top of it?
Yeah, she just showed me a headline that says that the Secret Service confirms the shooter was on a rooftop.
Okay, so he was on a rooftop. So that video is probably very accurate then.
Right below, though, it was saying that Marco Violi had just come out and said that it wasn't him.
Oh, okay.
On the last page that Joel had up there.
So apparently Joe Biden has addressed the nation. Let's look at this. Let's see what he's going to say.
Earth Rider.
Well, I plan on talking to them shortly, I hope, when I get back to the telephone. Look, there's no place in America for this kind of violence. It's sick. It's sick. It's one of the reasons why we have to unite this country. We cannot allow for this to be happening. We cannot be like this. We cannot condone this. And so... and I want to thank the Secret Service and all the agencies, including the state agencies, that have been engaged in making sure that the people who, and we have more detail to come relative to other injured, other people maybe injured in the audience. I don't have all that detail. We'll make that available to you. I may be able to come back a little later tonight, but we'll.
I doubt that's. What time was that? Like 8 o'clock?
Shortly after seven, because I was sleeping and I set my alarm for seven.
There's no way Joe Biden's coming back.
It's about 7:15.
Later after that.
Yeah, they're not going to let him back.
Maybe maybe they'll give him a Biden cocktail.
What do they call that down?
Because I think they've been cutting him back on his rations.
Sundowners. Sundowners is not going to allow him to come.
Without a statement, if we don't, if I'm not able to get, if it's not convenient for you all. But the bottom line is that the Trump rally was a rally that he should have been able to be conducted peacefully without any problem. But the idea that there's political violence or violence in America like this is just unheard of. It's just not appropriate. Everybody must condemn it. Everybody. I'll keep you informed, and if I'm able to speak to Donald, I'll let you know that as well. So far, it appears he's doing well, number one. Number two, that they're thoroughly investigating what happened to anyone else in the audience. We have some reports, but not final reports. And every agency in the federal government, I'm going back to my phone to speak with the federal agencies that are being put together again to give me an updated briefing. Has anything happened? They learned any more in the last couple hours. So thank you very much, and I hope I get to speak to them tonight.
He talks about the phone like it's one of those Alexander Graham Bell ones.
Gotta get back to the phone.
The cup that you hold up to your ear. And
I'm going back to my telephone.
Maybe it is. Maybe that's the only one that he can remember to operate.
Yeah.
Who knows?
That would, I wonder.
I'll get back to you if I do.
Okay? Mr. President, do you think this was an assassination attempt?
I don't know enough to. I have an opinion, but I don't have any facts.
Hey, I'll tell you guys, if anybody, I'm not very good. That's strange. But everything Joe Biden says, if you could take and Photoshop pajamas on him in the last, everything he's done in the last 6 months.
Like one of those.
In a cap.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
It would be, you wouldn't have to edit a single thing. It just, but doesn't it look like they drug him out of his pajamas?
Oh yeah. He's not happy about his nap being interrupted.
Yes.
He's like the grandpa from Willy Wonka.
Like the president in the striped pajamas is what it feels like.
I want to make sure we have all the facts before I make any more comments. Thank you.
Are you worried, President? With the security failing as president?
Robot Joe.
So he really didn't answer any questions at all from the media. So what do you think? What are the implications then moving forward in this presidential race? What do you guys think?
I don't think it bodes well.
By the way, if Donald Trump actually shows up to that UFC fight tonight,
where is it at? Because I want to go.
Right.
That I don't
will
think
be the
they,
party of the century.
I don't think they would let him. Secret Service surely would be like, nah.
That's the former president of the United States.
If I was Donald Trump, it's exactly what I would do.
Absolutely.
Put a Band-Aid on the ear,
absolutely,
whatever it takes.
Agree.
Well, you absolutely remember the night he got convicted of the 24 or the 34 sham felonies, or the night after, I can't remember, he showed up at a UFC fight and the people went crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sean Strickland stopped the fight and he was like, I'm voting for you.
Yep.
I feel like that if there was a safe place to be, it would be probably a UFC fight.
But I mean, what do you think on the implications moving forward? Like now, I mean, there's no question.
Think about it.
I don't think.
A felony conviction turned into 227, whatever it was, million dollars overnight. I think that we'll see just a crazy outpouring. And I mean, that you want to get somebody off the fence also. Look at what happened with I don't know where Dave Portnoy was before this, but like Elon Musk coming out and immediately if you're kind of in the shadows are kind of, you know, sitting it out. I feel like this has to
bring you in,
polarize.
Oh, for sure.
Anybody
motivate
who,
people to register to vote.
If you don't,
to go vote.
Because I really think that all of these people that,
and that's why I made that tweet, like,
came
they
out
overplayed
and did
their
this.
Hand again.
Yeah,
right?
No, when all the people who have come out and said stuff, I'm sure that's where they stood. But this is kind of a, you know, the red pill was just shoved down some people's throats, and they're gonna just come out and, you know, say that.
Well, I mean,
you know, this is
think
stupid.
About what Donald Trump's next rally is gonna look like. Right? Mm. For sure, it's going to be extra security, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Hopefully. God.
I mean, I'll be happy to help if they need an extra guy.
It's unreal.
But
I don't see anything, but, you know.
It's going to be unbelievable.
I question making this analogy because inevitably there's going to be someone that's going to make the analogy, oh, we're playing checkers and we're playing chess. But at the end, whenever you move your checkers piece into the final home piece on your side of the board, what do you say?
Crown me.
Crown me.
Yeah.
Go ahead and crown.
It was a,
go ahead and crown him.
I'm telling you whether, and I'm not saying that any portion of Democrats condone this. I'm not even, but it was a very inconvenient happening is all I'm saying. Like, mm-hmm. at the very best for the Democratic platform, it was unfortunate.
I solely blame the majority of the Democratic base and their Trump derangement syndrome.
Absolutely. And the media.
Yeah.
The media,
and
too.
I'm not giving anybody.
Because they have pushed that.
I'm
you
not
know, he's
giving
a fascist.
Any,
he's a dictator.
Any fringe.
Every
loonies.
Moment yeah. of every day.
No, and this could set squarely on the media and the. The people who are no longer, it's not a Democrat and Republican well, thing. It's like a,
there was
it's
one
a religious,
video,
you know, derangement.
There was one video I saw where right after it happened, people were looking at the media saying, you did this.
Yeah.
You and know, I, and somebody reported on there like, look at these angry Trump supporters
no,
saying the
I
media
don't.
Did this.
You,
and it's
how
like,
can
no,
you argue?
They're absolutely right.
Yeah.
They have pushed this narrative every moment of every day it, until some mentally deranged person yeah. takes action.
Well, it's like going back. I hate to revisit, but the, you know, the guys that were in D.C. that were pushing their agenda, all of that comes from just a brainwashing of weak, you know, of weak minds. The guys that were lighting themselves on fire and stuff. It's just, there are people who can't take the daily dose of left-wing propaganda
yeah.
without breaking. And I'm not giving anybody a free pass that, you know, there are people who were literally rooting for this guy. I mean,
oh, I know.
You know, we saw it
on my Twitter feed.
On your Twitter feed.
Laughing.
And so, but just thinking about, I don't see how this isn't a nail in the coffin of the whole platform, like of the left wing lunacy platform. Mm-hmm. I don't see how it's an undoing of some.
Yeah. Mm. I think this is a good time to take a break
for sure.
What do you think? And we're back from the break. And we're
mostly
munching on some Doritos. So there's that. Joel's putting his headset on still.
Freedom Doritos.
That's right. So we have covered the breaking news of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump at his rally in Pennsylvania. We will keep you abreast of any new information coming forward. And hopefully next week we'll have an update on that. But there's a couple of things that we had already planned to talk about that I think we need to touch on. So we'll finish up on that. What do you think, Tim?
Nice crunch.
He's just munching.
Absolutely.
So first up, Alec Baldwin, which, don't forget, we always stand behind.
We all stand behind him.
100%. He was acquitted this week of all charges in New Mexico. So the involuntary manslaughter charges related to the fatal shooting on the set of Rust were dismissed by a judge in New Mexico on Thursday.
Do you think we'll ever get to see the movie Rust?
You know, I've wondered that. Is it a movie or is it a TV series?
I'm sure it's a... I think it's probably a movie.
I don't know.
I thought it was a movie.
So I guess you could say that the judge pulled the trigger on that case.
Baldwin definitely. They didn't let him. I wonder... Hopefully he doesn't go like... hopefully that he didn't do like a plea deal to be a... What is it when you go out, you get in trouble, and you do a community service where it's like comedians and stuff that were getting in trouble for drugs would do a plea deal,
yeah,
to go and do DARE commercials in the 80s?
Right.
Hopefully he doesn't become like a activist.
Spokesperson.
So yeah. Here's Alec Baldwin when he finds out the charges have been dropped. He begins to weep openly.
Dismiss with prejudice is granted. Now, with respect to the jury, I don't imagine you all want to return on Monday. I will take care of the jury.
Thank you.
So, the case was dismissed with prejudice, which means it could come back, right? Is that how that works?
Let me Google that.
I think it is. When it's with prejudice, I think it can come back. When it's without prejudice, it's pretty much a done deal.
Did anybody...
Don't hold me to that, but Joel can find out on
the
old
Google. Did anybody get in trouble for that? That was the wackiest thing. I mean...
No, this is it.
Somebody put a loaded gun on there.
Nobody got in trouble.
With prejudice means something is final and binding.
Mm-hmm.
So he's...
Oh, so that's it.
It's donezo. But
I was backward on that then.
I just... Can't help but think, I don't think Alec Baldwin had any involvement.
I don't know about that.
I mean, that's fairly reckless.
Don't you need
reckless.
A motive?
It's fairly reckless just to, I mean, if he was just goofing around. If he
so here's the question I have. What would have been the decision if it would have been a conservative movie actor who owns guns and is
Clint
like
Eastwood would be
pro-gun guy?
Clint Eastwood would have gotten
Do you think
fried.
The verdict would have been different?
Well, they'd have crucified him on the town mall.
Yeah, I think that's
Clint Eastwood
correct.
Would have went straight to the chair. No pun intended.
So, back to...
Tell me you guys didn't miss the chair reference.
Clint Eastwood at the RNC? No, I remember that.
That's
clearly.
He would have went to the chair.
Under Obama?
Okay.
That was a great sketch by old Clint Eastwood.
But if Clint Eastwood had
Classic.
Pulled that trigger on... Rust, he would have went to the chair.
I mean, it's fairly reckless. Does it meet the level of any kind of criminal activity?
No, I'm just saying,
I think that's pushing it.
Is he the guy who gave him a loaded gun? Did he go to his truck and get a loaded gun?
If you want to prosecute the gal that didn't get rid of all the... First of all, why in the world would there ever be real ammo on mm-hmm.
That's exactly. The questions I'm asking.
Throw
and that's why
jail.
I don't feel like he should be...
The armorer,
I feel like somebody.
I think the armorer for sure
should have had some repercussions because that's his job.
Her.
I don't.
It was a her.
Her. Okay.
Mm-hmm. He. Him. She. Her.
With that being said, them. I'm on the side of fairness and justice, and as much as I hate to stick up for anyone from Hollywood.
Yeah.
Probably.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
If
justice has occurred here.
God forbid I was an actor.
Yep. But I think it would be different.
Someone handed me a loaded gun.
I think it would be different if it was a conservative.
I knew nothing about guns.
So back to, let's talk a little bit more about Biden's mental issues. So even George Clooney is calling for Biden to resign now. Have you seen this?
Mm-hmm. Guys, it is.
Guys. Fellas. Sound like KJP.
Folks.
Guys.
It's so past anybody lying about it. It's just.
So.
This, like, I can't help but think that their only option.
Here's another video from Il Donaldo Trumpo.
If you don't follow this guy so,
although I wish I were here with better news. The fact is that you and I are sitting here today because this will be your last week of employment. This is not an assessment of your productivity. You got to try not to take this personally.
Well, I just had a bad night.
Just had a so bad great. Night.
The internet with another win.
Don't you know they're scrambling?
They are scrambling, and that is...
They were scrambling before tonight's activities.
They were, for sure. And it seems like to me, like, Hollywood has apparently gotten the go-ahead, probably from Obama, to, you know, now turn on Joe. Yeah. At least that's what it seems like to me. You know, it's like they've all gotten the memo now to start with this whole, you know, I like Biden a lot, but for the good of the country and to make sure Trump doesn't get back in the White House, he needs to withdraw. You know, that's like the talking point right now from Hollywood.
I think at this point it would be pretty funny if all the conservatives got together and agreed to gaslight that Biden was okay now.
Yeah. Well, even like even
now that his party's given up on him, just all of us get together and start saying he's better than
I him. Don't even think we can take our foot off the neck.
I'm right. telling you guys.
Or we shouldn't.
So yes. I'm looking for this. There's a video here. I think even Hollywood is making fun of Joe Biden now, believe it or not. So Clooney was one, but here is the Jimmy Fallon show.
Oh, so. Clooney actually shared that?
No,
no,
that was a meme.
Clooney shared a letter earlier in the week.
Yeah, okay. Clooney shared a letter earlier in the week
after meeting with the Obamas.
He's usually where I go to for my political.
But I'd like to point out before we watch this that Jimmy Fallon is no conservative.
No, not at all. Not even
the
close.
I was thinking of Kimmel,
but I think it's gotten to the point where
Kimmel makes Fallon.
The comedy is so golden. You cannot pass it
up.
Kimmel makes
right?
Fallon look like he, he's a straight up
so,
right wing nut job.
So watch this from Fallon tonight.
Hello. Hey, yo, I just caught your interview on Morning Joe, or as I like to call it, Morning You. You get it?
Who is this?
It's Barack.
You're gonna have to be more specific.
Obama.
Oh, I know. It was just a test to see if you knew who you were.
Oh, Joe, you're making about as much sense as you did during the debate.
Thank you.
Not a compliment. Speaking of the debate, I gotta ask, what was that weird face you were making when Trump was talking? You know the face.
Oh, this one.
You know the thing.
Yeah.
The leaking.
People are so great. Sometimes you seem to lose your train of thought mid-sentence, trail off, and then say a random word.
Well, I can tell you that is simply and utterly wheelbarrow.
You see? Now, there you go again.
Yeah, but why is everyone focusing on me? Donald Trump is just as incoherent.
Yeah, but he's kind of like fun incoherent, like a minion, you know? He's all like, banana.
That's a good minion impression, but mind if I try one?
Be my guest.
The face again.
Joe, wake up.
I don't want to get in the carousel, mommy.
Okay, I'm going to pretend like I didn't hear that. Look, the point is you got to do something to reassure America that you're still sharp and not confused.
Well, that's why I did that interview on Friday with George Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, I saw. Now, why did you keep refusing to take a cognitive test?
Come on, man. Every day I do a cognitive test. Man. I'm doing one right now. Check this out. Star hole. Boom, I'm a genius.
All right. Very good, Joe. You know, you also said that the only way you'd step down is if you were asked by Jesus himself.
That's right. I value his opinion. He's my best friend from high school. He's a great guy. He's a good carpenter.
So, wait, hold on. So, Jesus is the only person you'll listen to? Not even me? Not even little Barry O? What about Pelosi, Schumer?
Nope.
What about Jake from State Farm? Everybody trusts Jake from State Farm.
No, I'm more of a Flo guy.
You're more of a Flo Max guy. Ow! Zingy, yo. What do you got to say about that?
Banana.
Okay, that's a little late in the conversation, but you're still on it. You got it. All right.
Look, the point is, I'm not going anywhere, okay? I'm the only one that can beat Trump, okay? I'm the only one that can unite the country. In fact, I already have. For the first time ever, the left and the right, MSNBC and Fox News, Kendrick and Drake, they've all come together with one voice and said, you should probably drop out. I'm going to stay in. And I'm going to fight because American democracy is at stake, and that's a fact, Jack.
Yeah, all right. Now, there's the Joe we're looking for. We need more of that. Now, please, we're begging you. In the words of my girl, Sabrina Carpenter, please.
I love Sabrina. She's my favorite carpenter since Jesus.
Look at Joe with the callback. You still got it, my man.
I wish Joe Biden was that cognitive.
Right. Not at all. But I thought that was pretty funny that even Hollywood now is making fun of Joe. And I think it's orchestrated, but that's my opinion. Even CNN was playing a string of clips. But look at this. CNN playing a string of clips of Joe Biden that not long ago... They called, what did they call them?
Cheap fakes.
But now, no. It's objective news.
The Democrat t-shirt should just be a question mark 2024.
Right.
This late in the game?
It's time. Like, it's time to start putting out the shirts. Right. We don't know who it is yet, but neither do they.
Yeah. Vote blue.
That's probably the only safe way.
That's what they would say. So listen to CNN.
The president did that. He called into a couple of black radio stations where he said, among other things, this.
By the way, I'm proud to be, as I said, the first vice president, first black woman, mm-hmm. served with a black president. Mm-hmm. I'm proud to have all the first black woman in the Supreme Court. There's just so much that we can do, because together there's nothing. Look, this is the United States of America.
He's proud to be the first black woman.
That's Jake Tapper. Actually admitting that there may be some cognitive decline with some of Joe's comments.
The perfect shirt for the Dems is blue no matter who 2024.
Blue no matter who.
Do you guys remember in 2020 when they told us that they shamed us? Not told us, they shamed mm-hmm. us mm-hmm. that Joe had a stutter when he was a child. Yes. And how dare we come at him?
Which just appeared about 3 years ago mm-hmm. again since right. childhood.
Well, it's actually catching on. So here's a news conference. Press conference with Joe Biden, and here's one of the questions that were asked.
What concerns do you have about Vice President Harris's ability to beat Donald Trump if she were at the top of the ticket?
Look, I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president.
Good call.
The schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
Look, he said I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump
to be Vice President Trump. I mean, look,
can't make it up.
Vice President Jack. Trump to be vice president, that I think she's not qualified to be president. Let's start there.
What?
Either way, you spin that.
Right.
He said that Kamala was, wasn't prepared. If he was just had a little misnomer there, Kamala was not fit to be president.
No.
Which, yeah, I agree, Joe.
Right.
But I think he was really.
But also would not have picked Vice President Trump
to be vice president.
Right. The first black woman.
But
as well.
Kamala's not fit for president.
Here's another one. So this is also at the NATO summit.
This one. Zelensky.
Watch this one.
Hey, you give somebody $80 billion. This is how they react when you don't call them by their first name.
Here he goes.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
Joel, I mean, if any of the narrative's true, the guy that's you get called the guy that's trying to destroy your country. We're going to go with that. And if you give somebody $80 billion, this is the reaction that they give.
Zelensky's face is just priceless.
I'm better.
Right here.
And this is a guy that...
Because he's like, really, Joe? Of all the things. Watch this again.
Courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
Big President Putin. Big President Putin. That was his correction.
No, he said, we're going to beat President Putin. Wait, Zelensky, what does he say?
I thought he said big President Putin.
No, he said, Putin, we're going to beat President Putin.
Look at his face.
Zelensky shakes his head like, nah, not me.
Watch this again.
But what am I going to say? You guys gave me $80 million.
Bill.
Right.
$80 billion.
We're going to beat President Putin. And now I want to hand it over to the president.
I mean, you want to talk about foot in mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. So then they had what has become known as the big boy conference, right? To really clear it up and help everyone realize that it was just a cold at the debate, right?
Which, what were they thinking calling it the big? That's an insult to them.
Right. Which I do want to tell our listeners.
You did so good, Joe.
You answered all the questions.
Right.
I do want to let our audience know that Ben is suffering from a minor cold this week.
I am. I do have a cold, so I'm going to blame it on that.
If you don't love this episode, just tune in next week.
Ben, if you poop your pants and require us to clean you up, it's whatever. Colds affect everyone differently.
Just answer all the questions and we'll get
it. So good.
So here's Joe at the big boy conference, right? Much anticipated big boy conference, I will say. Right?
Look, folks, this is a... Well, anyway, in the next debate, I'm not going to...
He formulates thoughts about like I do. Folks, that's the only part that I hate even this making is... fun. You know?
Well, anyway.
I'm
that's
in my prime.
Pretty much
the
how
part.
The big boy conference went.
Well, anyway.
Here's another one.
With that... I'll take your questions. I've been given a list of people to call on here. Roy, Jeff Mason.
No, Joe!
With that, I'll take your questions.
No! Look at this list.
I wish he would have shown it. It's
air
like,
quotes, unscripted press conference.
Have you seen the one where he reads? Where he reads?
It was this the tablet that Moses brought down from the mountain.
Yeah. Did you see the one where he accidentally reads? It's like Anchorman, where he accidentally reads the teleprompter that says like
pause
for effect, so to speak.
End quote,
it wasn't
repeat
that,
the line.
But yeah, it was pretty close to that.
Have you seen this one?
That's Vice President Trump.
They've got an AI mashup of
Kamala.
That's Skamala.
Oh, it's too much. It's too much. Yeah. So watch Blinken. So this
Abe
is Blinken. Secretary Blinken. and the national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, when Biden says Vice President Trump. Watch their faces.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president. So let's start.
Somebody put their hand over their mouth.
They were like,
the say concern.
So. He did not say to say that.
But say that, it isn't so.
You guys remember Robin Hood Men in Tights, Abe Lincoln?
Yeah. Here's another one.
Are you open to taking another physical or test before the election? Governor Whitmer of Michigan, for instance, said it wouldn't hurt to take a test.
Well, look, two things. One, I've taken three significant and intense neurological exams by a neurologist. In each case,
you're not just just say no.
And they say I'm in good shape.
Just okay. Say no, Joe.
Although I do have a little problem with my left foot because it's not as sensitive because I broke my foot and didn't wear the boot.
But, Joe, just
But he I'm not good.
Say that.
I'm tested every single day.
Look at me.
My neurological capacity. Bro,
they test my
day.
Left foot. And
you talk to my staff. All of you talk to my staff. Sometimes my staff talks a lot. The fact of the matter is, I don't think you have them telling you
look.
That all the major ideas we've undertaken haven't been in part initiated by me. I remember when the staff and I said, I'm going to go to South Korea and get the chip.
Nobody accused him of this.
I'm going to get Japan and Korea back together again.
He's going to get Japan and Korea back together
it's
again.
It's a love boat.
Since when? Never?
It's a love boat.
Hey, now, for real,
what's this?
We're sitting around. That's where Kamala's so good as well.
Kamala.
We're sitting around. More children are killed by the bullet than any other cause of death. The United States of America.
America.
What the hell are we doing? What are we doing?
Joe, you changed the subject. We were asking about your cognitive ability, and you went off on a few rabbit trails.
Mm-hmm.
I'm following the advice of my commander-in-chief, my of the chief of staff of the military.
You know, the thing.
You know, the thing, Great Lakes.
He's following the advice of the commander-in-chief, guys.
Hey, do you have any videos on here of him whispering? Did you guys see that?
Yes. I've seen some videos of him.
Man. There's nothing creepier.
He's done a lot of whispering in his life, but usually it was in
here's one
children's
the
ears.
The creepy whisper with KJP.
He forgot that he wasn't leaning over a
you
child's
earlier
ear.
Explained confidence in your vice president.
Yes.
If your team came back and showed you data that she would fare better against former President Donald Trump, would you reconsider your decision to stay in the race?
Look, no, unless they came back and said, there's no way you can win.
Look, Joe.
Me. No one's saying that. No poll says that.
That makes my skin crawl.
Thank you.
This ends tonight's press conference.
I like your hair.
It's the old creepy whisper.
This is Joe.
Look. I like your hair.
Here's one.
Can I sniff you?
Vice President Harris as Vice President Trump. Right now, Donald Trump is using that to mock your age and your memory. How do you do that?
That smile.
Look. Listen to him.
Listen.
This concludes tonight's press conference.
Look, listen.
Listen to him, he said.
Mic drop.
And then he walks off.
What?
What does it mean?
Listen.
Sundowners is real.
Mm-hmm. So.
He has Sundowners syndrome.
Just to sum all this up, so here's what I'm hearing, okay? I'm just going to tell you guys. I think this is pretty accurate as well. I think Jill Biden is running the country and Obama. Oh, by the way, did you know that she had a Marine Corps band, that had the Marine Corps band write an entrance song for her
mm-hmm.
called The Fanfare for the First Lady?
I heard that this week.
Yeah.
You did so good, Joe.
Keep us in here.
Here it is. Let's hear the Fanfare for the First Lady song by the Marine Corps Band. Can you imagine how narcissistic that would be?
Well, and I guess she's really like obtuse about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the First Lady of the United States, Jill Biden, accompanied by
the Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona, and the 2020 and 2021 National Teachers of the Year, Tabitha Rossproy and Juliana Ertube.
Related to Ross Perot?
I thought the same thing. This is it?
Sounds like a ringtone I used to have on
a Nokia.
Nokia. You remember when you paid $2.99
on the old Nutcracker movie or something?
Do you remember when you'd pay $2.99 for a ringtone like that?
Yeah.
So I heard a blip about that this week, and apparently they're instructed to keep repeating that annoying sound until
she comes out.
She comes out.
Wonder how many times she makes him play it.
Magoonis.
I couldn't have handled many more
playthroughs. No. So yeah, sources say that Joe Biden is sleeping up to 16 hours a day. The Biden and Obama relationship is on the rocks, even to the point where some are saying that aides that are loyal to Obama might get fired.
I thought Mike might have finally given Obama AIDS. I was zoned out for a second.
I swear I'm not going to laugh at that. It's not even funny.
I think Obama is trying to force Joe out. That's my thought. And so it is known that Obama is meeting privately with big donors, power players in the party to get them to withdraw funding.
George
Hollywood,
Clooney.
Obviously, with the George Clooney sketch, has started to turn on Biden via Obama, is telling them, I'm sure. Democrats may be hashing out options even of decertification of the election in case of a Trump win, which this is before the assassination attempt. So even more dismal looking for the Democrats. But deals are probably being attempted with some Republicans right now to turn on Trump. That doesn't surprise me. I'm looking at you, Mitt Romney and Adam Kinzinger. There's major rifts within the DNC. And in an attempt to make sure Trump does not get elected at any cost is what is happening.
I think it's super ironic that you typed that
before the assassination attempt. You're right. So here's the only thing he has. The deep state is in his corner, right? I still think so. In Obama's corner. I think that's bad news for Biden.
I told you guys tonight before, I don't think I've said this on recording, but before we recorded, I was playing checkers and they were playing chess. I thought for sure if Biden wasn't going to step down, they were going to take him out. Because they cannot allow Trump to regain the presidency.
Yeah, I agree with that assessment. I think that's definitely a possibility. But you're right. I think it went even further. And that's why I said...
They really overplayed
their hand even more so. So here's the other thing. The Biden family has basically cut Joe Biden off to anyone other than a few close people. Obviously, the big boy press conference did nothing.
Big boy.
There's a full court press to get rid of Joe Biden, and it's heating up. So I'd say this. Keep your eyes peeled for leaks to the press about Joe Biden and the things that are happening behind the scenes. I think they're going to do this.
They're about to all start saying the quiet part.
If the Her tapes come out, it will be the end of Biden for sure, and will lead to probably even prosecutions because of the doctoring of the transcriptions.
Wouldn't it be crazy if they did to Biden what they've done to Trump for the last year and a half just to get him out?
That would be crazy.
Like, they're like, well, let's not write a new script. We've already got a pretty good one.
But there's many people, even on their side of the aisle, that are saying that Biden has no path to win and that if he were to win, the country would literally go up in flames. So it's crazy times. And the Her tapes I'm talking about are the audio recordings of the interviews conducted by the special counsel Robert Her with Biden regarding his handling of the classified documents that were in the Corvette, in the garage. Like, after leaving office as vice president.
They're starting to Trump Biden right now.
Yeah. So, and they're terrified of those tapes because if it gets released, it's full scale then operation pull the plug on Biden.
I think that's just part of the plan.
I think their desperate attempt right now is the whole Project 2025. We'll try to get to that next week. We don't have time this episode, but I do want to talk about Project 2025. It's like the new talking point for the left.
It's so important.
Yeah. Yeah.
None of the right have heard of it, but it's going on.
I also want to talk about maybe next week the RNC platform that was released. We'll talk about that. But there's two things I do want to get to. So Alex Soros, son of the billionaire George Soros, and Uma Abedin, former aide to Hillary Clinton, got engaged recently. I'm not kidding.
The deep state just got deeper.
Okay. So
Uma Abedin was one of the ones that helped her destroy the bleach fit, everything.
Longtime aide to Hillary Clinton. They met supposedly at a mutual friend's birthday party in the fall of 2023.
Mutual friend Jeffrey Epstein.
They're literally gonna name their first child.
I thought it was Anthony Weiner. Oh no, that was Uma Abedin's former husband.
Oh, that's right.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
that's who the picks were for.
And so supposedly at this birthday party, they discovered their mutual interests in politics and public service. Imagine that.
You want to destroy the world?
Something like this.
Me too.
Yeah, exactly. Alex was like, hey, me and my dad, you know, we want to destroy America.
We've been at it for a minute.
Yeah. And she's like, Uma was like, you know,
you guys are my heroes. But I'm pretty good at it.
It was love at first sight.
They're going to name their first child Boogeyman.
Right.
That is the stuff nightmares are made of.
And let me just tell you, Soros the third.
Yeah.
He's going to be he's
my only surprise is that she didn't propose instead of him.
Her didn't propose.
Yeah. So supposedly in late May.
They are going to be bad for America.
He proposed to her in New York City. They announced their engagement on Instagram. By the way, she's 48 and he's 38 and the heir to a multi-billion dollar fortune from George Soros.
They both have the same desire for that money. So,
well,
have you seen interviews with Alex?
A few.
I never even knew he existed.
Oh, dude,
he's worse than his dad.
He's worse than his dad.
Yeah,
and I don't know how you can say that in good conscience about
how
anyone.
Can you get more evil than George Soros?
When I'm really angry,
here we are,
and I want to insult someone deeply, I call him George.
Jorge,
did you see that, George? Did you see that, George? Just cut me off.
But see, the other thing: Alex Soros is reportedly gay.
Trust me. They know what they're doing.
So
Uma Abedin doesn't care.
It's anyone's guess.
Hillary Clinton.
Right, right. As to the real purpose of this,
it's not anyone's guess.
Here's the question. Do you think a straight billionaire would be interested in marrying someone like Uma Abedin? Past their prime?
Yes.
Not
if
very
that,
attractive.
If that straight.
Weiner. Formerly married to Anthony Weiner.
If that straight. If that straight billionaire.
That's a match made in hell.
Right.
It really, I didn't want to say it, but yes. It's the lowest form of humanity meeting up. And like I said, whatever their offspring, if they create, well, she's 48, never mind. But.
Right.
That's the only thing that's the only silver lining here is that they can't have a Soros the third.
Yeah.
Because Alex is bad news, Joel. Look him up.
Oh, yeah.
I never even knew he existed.
No.
Really bad news.
I'm telling you, that was another one. Elon talked about it. He was like, Soros is, that one's not going to run its course quickly.
Yeah.
It's going straight on. Alex is taking Pappy George's mission to destroy everything good.
With his pronouns and all of that.
And now he has a... what if she was the driving force behind the Clinton machine?
What was the?
She was not innocent in the matter, no doubt, because we know her name.
Yeah. What was the conspiracy? with Uma Abedin and Hillary that they were lovers. Wasn't there one of those conspiracies?
I've not heard that.
I think so.
The pantsuit.
We'll start it tonight.
Yeah. So who knows what that's going to look like, but we'll leave that there for now. We'll revisit the old relationship.
It would be, and I know these are dated analogies, but if there was some way that in a lab, Saddam Hussein,
in a Wuhan lab,
Saddam Hussein, I can't even remember him now. The guy that they blamed
George
9/11
Bush
on.
Saddam Hussein?
No.
Yeah.
The other one.
Osama bin Laden.
If Osama and Saddam had a baby and they were everything that Bush portrayed him to be, that's pretty much what we have here.
Yeah. We'll have to see how that turns out. So
he had WMDs buried in the backyard.
It'll be fine.
It'd be interesting.
So good, Joe.
So last but not least, definitely not least, probably the most San Francisco-esque story I've ever heard. And that's saying a lot, Tim.
It is.
There is a not-to-be article on this. Okay. And it's just too much. Here's the headline. Witness this peak San Francisco moment when a nudist saves a Brazilian tourist from a man with a blowtorch who happens to be a pirate. I'm not even kidding.
San Francisco does have a few pirates out there.
So it says, this is the Not the Bee article. I guess mentioning San Francisco in the headline was unnecessary because where else would you expect a story like this to take place? We've got the video. It's already blurred, thank the Lord. And it is so San Francisco. So here's a San Francisco nudist saving a Brazilian tourist from a pirate with a blowtorch. Here we go.
Okay, I think that was wrong to us.
Punch him in the face. Are you kidding? The pirate starts.
Hey!
Are you kidding me?
Go, 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 go.
A pirate nudist brawl.
Go run. You come in. Come here. Come. Where
have I come in?
Come in, please.
Yeah.
That was so interesting.
Right.
I'll tell you. A nudist superhero. They haven't done that. He forgot his tights.
Where has the rum gone?
What would a nudist superhero be called?
So, yeah, a dude dressed like a pirate had a blowtorch. He tried to attack this guy, and then the naked dudes bow up and wail on the pirate while other bystanders takes the blowtorch away. Peak San Francisco.
This makes Florida look pretty normal.
It really does. It was in the Castro district too, but Tim, by the way, supposedly a gay-friendly neighborhood.
You know, nudists are never the best-looking folks.
Yeah. After a nearby coffee shop worker snatched the blowtorch away from the crazy kind of pirate guy.
I will say that the coffee person looked like a coffee person.
Oh, for sure, especially in San Francisco.
If the hair had a tint.
Here's what they said.
Blue, pink.
My buddy Lloyd is a quiet, respectful guy, but he didn't waste any time and got the guy with the right hook.
Lloyd the nudist?
Yep. My buddy Lloyd.
My buddy Lloyd. He just don't like clothes.
Sorry for any of you guys out there.
It's the autism.
Name Lloyd. But there's that. That's our weekly San Francisco story. So
there has to be one.
And we thought we could be Florida man people.
Anything else?
San Francisco.
I mean, what can you add to that?
I think we call it.
We did everything tonight. Nudes?
Right.
Nudists?
Assassination attempt on President Trump.
Pirates?
Uma Abedin. Alex Soros.
What is a... what is the axis of evil is reuniting...
Right.
Soros and Uma.
Yeah. a Jew and a Muslim.
Who else could we get?
Imagine that.
You didn't even bring that up.
You can't even make this stuff up.
How is that possible? Imagine those
they've hated each other for 2,000 years.
Right.
They're going to have, I mean, could you imagine their first fight?
Oh, man.
People, I mean.
I don't even want to know.
Yeah.
Except maybe both of those things are fake. I mean, surely not.
It's an arranged marriage. George was like, Alex, I'm sorry. If you want the money, you got to marry this one.
If you want to destroy the world.
Yep. Uma.
Yeah.
Not Thurman. The other Uma.
Yeah. He's like, no, Dad, no.
410 to Uma.
No.
I like that.
All right. This is going nowhere. Nowhere.
Can I close us out?
Informative.
Yeah, Joel. Please. Close us out. Let's hear it.
In reference to the breaking news tonight, remember this one thing. Take it with you throughout the week. That if you come at the king, you best not miss.
Better not miss. But they did, though.
And they missed.
Yeah.
I don't.
King me.
So with that, don't forget, you can subscribe over at Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can leave us a 5-star review. And,
follow Ben Baker Moe on Twitter.
Yeah, if you're a glutton for punishment, you can follow that. I mean, if you really want to see...
If you don't have enough...
The absolute, just out in the open...
If you don't have enough negativity in your life...
Left, yeah, and if you're just really...
Just get in the comments.
Yeah.
I just go there for a good laugh.
Read a few of those.
I
it'll really make you feel like your life is going well.
Joel's much more regular on checking the comments, but the one time a month that I do, it's always toilet time.
Yeah.
If you're doing something nasty, that's the only time you can acceptably go to the comments, and I always feel like texting you.
It's also a good
stay out of the comments.
It's also a good primer for like, do you really want to run for office?
Oh, it's solidified.
Let me just run you through a few of these Twitter comments and then get back to me.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's not for the faint of heart.
Rethink that.
Yeah. It's not for the faint of heart.
So, with that, everybody.
God bless.
Have a good one. See you next time.